to the Unapologetically Me podcast with your host, Ian White, life fulfillment coach who helps people get out of their own way so they can live the life they were meant to.
Welcome, everybody, to the Unapologetically Me podcast. My name's Ian White, your life fulfillment coach and the president of Coaching Deconstructed. And I'm here to serve other people who want to make a difference. Other people who want to help other people break through their barriers. I'm essentially a coach of coaches and aspiring coaches, people who want to make a difference in the lives of others. You can find me at my website at coachingdeconstructed.com. You can send me an email at info@coachian.com. Or you can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Coach Ian White. And I do this show because I want to educate people on what it's like to start aligning with who you really are. Because that's really all life is about. It's about learning every day, finding opportunities to learn and grow, being totally okay with screwing up because it's normal to screw up, and to help through using my story, my examples, my experiences, my missteps, or my successes as examples to help other people follow their dreams and to live in alignment with who they truly are. And today I want to talk about the fact that there are no accidents. There are no bad breaks. There are no coincidences, no unlucky streaks, no lucky streaks. Only feedback. There are no accidents, only feedback. I'll explain to you what I mean by that in a minute. But I want to preface this by saying that I live my life by the law of attraction. And it's a pretty straightforward law. Essentially, it's like attracts like. So no matter what's showing up in your life, your experiences, the events, the circumstances, the people, they all reflect what you're putting out into the world based on what you think and what you feel. This is what is called your point of attraction. And I want to share this with you today because I want you to know that you can turn your situation, your circumstance, your events, even the people in your life, you can turn it around by changing the way that you think and you feel. And this is a topic that's top of mind to me right now because I was in a car accident last week. I went home to visit my folks. I brought my family. My brother brought his family down. My other brother brought his wife down, so there was a lot of people in my childhood home with my parents. And following a nice vacation, but a kind of a stressful one, and I'm sure you all understand that, people who have moved out of their home, there always seems to be some sort of additional stresses because we've grown up and changed our ways, and then we go back and things just aren't the way that they used to be. So it was a little chaotic. And on our way back, on our return trip from my hometown to Ottawa, we were rear-ended. And it was pretty scary. We were on the fast lane of the 401 in stop-and-go traffic. And we got rear-ended. and it was a stressful situation. But nobody was seriously hurt. A little bit of stiffness, a little bit of soreness. No major damage, although I saw the accident or the insurance claim today, and it's way more than I thought it was going to be. But really nothing serious. Nothing that can't be fixed with a few massages and a few chiropractor adjustments. But what I found interesting about the situation was that I found myself wondering what brought this on. So if I live my life by the law of attraction, and that like attracts like, that I must have created the atmosphere for this event to take place based on the way I was thinking and feeling leading up to it. And if I kind of retrace my steps, I was experiencing and feeling a lot of like inner chaos while I was at home, feeling sorry for myself to a certain degree about where I'm at in my business and in my life, and feeling a little vulnerable about, you know, not sure what those next steps are in my life. So I was feeling kind of overwhelmed and stressed. So in a lot of ways, I needed a reset. And I think what I needed was I needed to refocus on what's important. Because oftentimes we can get so caught up in our lives and the busyness of everything that we kind of lose sight of what's important. Things like our health, things like family, things like connection, things like relationship. And this accident actually gave me pause to stop and think. I wasn't mad about the accident. I wasn't really upset with the other driver. There was a grocery store clerk I was talking to just the other day, and they're like, "You must have been so upset." And I'm like, "Yeah, no, not really. I mean, he tried to stop, he couldn't stop, he hit us. Nobody's hurt, really. Nobody's really hurt. And there's just a little bit of car damage. So what's there to be upset about?" I really wasn't reacting in a way like others may have, or how I may have in the past. I guarantee if this happened a couple of years ago, I probably would have flipped out. But I didn't. It didn't serve any purpose in that moment in time. But it did give me pause to stop and think about my life and where I'm going and what I was thinking and feeling leading up to the accident. Even Julie mentioned the day after. She goes, "We've come a long way, haven't we?" And we have. But we were still in a place where we were thinking and feeling chaotic and vulnerable, and we were hit. So we brought that on ourselves. We were a part of that accident. But we were also part of it not being super serious. We were also a part of it being a wake-up call and being okay with where we were at and where we were going. Now, if this seems a little out there for you, I completely understand. But I want you to think into your life. Have you ever had one of those days where you woke up and everything went wrong? And it felt like it was almost unavoidable. But it totally is, by the way. Like, you slept in, the shower, the hot water heater went, so your shower was cold. You spilt coffee on yourself at the drive-thru. You dropped your change when they tried to give it to you at the drive-thru window. You got stuck in rush hour traffic, and you were way later than you intended on it. You got to work, and your you had your performance review that day, and your boss gave you a critical review, and a client was pissed off at you that day. Just everything kind of steamrolled one after the other after the other. And anytime somebody came to you, you just kind of repeated, like, oh, I'm having one of those horrible days. Nothing's going right for me. This always happens to me. And you kind of project out more of the same. So what you're thinking, what you're feeling is actually reproducing itself. Like attracts like. And each of those events is actually feedback for you to check in and to self-correct where you're at. Notice the thoughts and the feelings that you're exuding, that you're putting out, that you are repeating, that you are basically putting on a loop for yourself. And you're going to attract in more of that. So stop yourself, ask yourself, where was I when this happened? And where was I mentally? Where was I emotionally? That's always the first step, is to become aware of where you're at so you can make a change. I'll give you another example, actually. I was actually in the preparation mode for this episode, and I was struggling to find time. My kids are around these last couple of weeks because they're on vacation from school, and I'm fighting for time and for space to create and to create content and to have the nice place for me to be able to record, and nothing was coming together. But when I went with the flow of life and I said, okay, look, it's not working the way it is right now. I'm literally fighting to try to find creative time and space, which isn't a creative place. So I said, screw it. I'm just going to go. I'm going to enjoy the kids for the next hour. I'm going to go sit outside and watch them play. And maybe I'll have a time to write some thoughts down or some ideas. And they decide, oh, we want to go up on the driveway. We want to take our bikes for a spin or whatever. And I'm like, okay, let's go do that. So I sat on a lawn chair in my front lawn, watching my kids play on the driveway with their bicycles and their scooters. And I got these amazing ideas. I stopped worrying about work and trying to get stuff done. And I started to enjoy the time that I had with my kids while they were around. And then the ideas started to flow. I changed the way I was thinking and feeling about trying to force something to happen, and I decided to go with the flow and to be more in the moment, and that actually helped me become more creative and to create a space, and this just flowed onto the page. It took me like 15 minutes and I was done. I had a full outline. I was excited about where I was going to go. I was excited about what I was going to teach you guys. I was excited about the story I was going to share. It came easy. Because my point of attraction changed. And the feedback that I got by changing my point of attraction was creativity, inspiration, joyous kids, fun time outside. And it's amazing what happens, what you start to manifest, what you start to see, what you start to attract, experiences, people, opportunities. When you are in the flow, you are going with what feels good instead of trying to force things and make things happen when they're not ready to happen. So I'd like you to take some time and think about, what's the feedback that you're getting in your life right now? Is it a series of joyous events and happy accidents and all these things that you're looking to experience? Do they feel good? Or do they not? Are they stressful? Are they anxious? Are they fear-ridden? Are they full of challenges? What are you attracting into your life that doesn't feel good? This is an opportunity to reflect and use that feedback of what you're seeing, what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, what you're thinking as your evidence to make a change or not. And if you still can't see this, if you can't see how your thoughts and feelings are affecting what is showing up in your life, maybe you need alternate perspective. I would suggest that you actually get on the phone with me, have a discovery call with me. We can have a conversation about simply what you're experiencing in your day-to-day life. And I'll know. I'll be there with the right questions to ask you, to help you unearth if you are in alignment with who you really are and where you want to go and what you want to do faster and more efficiently than you could on your own. I even have an online training that I just launched a couple weeks ago, but because of my vacation schedule, I haven't been able to promote it like I'd like to, but it's called The Loop. And The Loop process, what it does is helps you to understand the blocks that you put in your own way, to uncover them so that you can start to make this transition that I talk about of going from what doesn't feel good to start challenging and moving through and moving towards who you really want to be and how you want to be showing up in the world. And to take advantage of that training, all you need to do is go to my website at coachingdeconstructed.com, click on the button that's screaming right in your face, Loop Training Video, and sign up, and you'll get instant access to that video. I guarantee you'll get something great out of it. So that's all I've got for you today. There are no accidents, only feedback. And if you have questions about this material, this content, or this concept is just new to you, and you want to go a little bit deeper, shoot me an email at info@coachian.com. I'd be happy to have a discussion with you. So until next time, everybody, have a great week or so, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Unapologetically Me podcast with Ian White, Life Fulfillment Coach.